So today we are reading an amazingly gooey book. It is called, do you want to say it? No? Okay. It is called Frankenslime. It was written by Joy Keller and illustrated by Ashley Belote. And it's read today by Mommy and do you have a name? Fruity.
No, my name is
Fruit. Fruity?
Yes.
Fruity. I will not eat you. You know, what's interesting about Fruity is that he is a piece of fruit that has come alive. You're alive! And do you
I'm
want...
I'm not a piece of fruit that's alive.
What are you then?
I'm a person named... I'm a creature named...
A creature?
Yeah, a creature called...
I thought you were a piece of fruit that had come alive. Yeah. And if that was the case, I was going to say it's totally on point for the story. Because the story has something that comes alive in it. Yeah. So originally, the story of Frankenstein, which is what this story is kind of a take on, Frankenstein has to do with a doctor who makes somebody come alive. And I think this girl is also going to be a mad scientist who makes somebody come alive. We really love mad scientists. Let's see what she does. Are you ready? Okay. Victoria Franken was a slime scientist. Her curiosity about slime was sparked when she stumbled upon a video of the slime making process. Inspired by her research, Victoria scoured the house for materials and set up a lab. Igor, fetch me my tools! And so, wow. The list, we can see here in the picture some of the things that she has used as ingredients. And it says, including but not limited to laundry detergent, shaving cream, paper towels, extra paper towels, glitter, plus more glitter, vacuum to clean up the glitter. And then she's got all kinds of other things that she has written in here. Interestingly enough, she also has written the scientific method. Do you remember what that is? Aha, let's discuss it then. It's important to know this information. So, scientific method is this. Observation. So if you look at something, okay, that's step one. Step two is question. So let's say I am looking at that bowl of strawberries. Philip has a bowl of strawberries. Or Fruity has a bowl of strawberries. And I think to myself, which one of those strawberries is going to taste the best? Aha, that's a good question. Now the next step, step three, is the hypothesis. And the hypothesis is, when you look at the bowl, you might say, I think perhaps this one, because it looks the reddest and the juiciest and the biggest to me. Aha. So now we would experiment, and you would take a bite out of each one of them, and then form an analysis. And this is an important part. You think, after having tasted them all, this one tasted too sweet, this one tasted too tart, this one... That one's the sweetest? Well, then there you go. That's the last step, is called conclusion. And in the conclusion, you know the answer to the question that you asked a few steps back. So observation, question, hypothesis, experiment, analysis, and conclusion. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, back to the book. Inspired by her research, Victoria scoured the house for materials and set up a lab. Igor, fetch me my tools, she says. Her early slime-making attempts were simple yet satisfying. Smooth, stretchy, but it wasn't long before Victoria grew bored. She dreamed about new slimes, slimes that had never been imagined. Igor, we must experiment! And most of her slimes turned out to be, well, not so slimy. And this didn't deter Victoria Franken. She took notes on every failed batch. She changed her approach. She tried again and again and again. Now, pause for just a quick second. There was a big word there. This didn't deter. Deter. Now, considering what I've just read, what do you think deter might mean? Well, if her slimes didn't turn out the way she had wanted, she might have been tempted to stop, right? Well, if it didn't deter her, then it didn't stop her. It didn't change her mind. It didn't make her want to not do it. And that's what deter means. It means that she didn't stop. She was not changed. She kept going. Oh my goodness. Until she created slimes that were truly amazing. Rainbow cloud slime. Intergalactic space slime. Glow in the dark zombie slime. Soon, people took note of her work. They dubbed her the Queen of Slime and lined up to get their hands on her latest concoctions. A concoction is a mixture of something. And boy, does she got options. She's got pirate slime and robot slime and sloth slime. It's almost ready. Magnetic slime, ketchup slime, unicorn poop slime. Yuck, I don't think I'd want that. But this one down here, popcorn slime, I would definitely go for that. One night, an idea struck her. She sprang from bed and gathered her materials. Igor, to the attic! And while a storm raged outside, Victoria poured and mixed and kneaded until... What's it say? Zap, indeed. What happened? Victoria held her breath. Igor whimpered. The slime bubbled, then gurgled, then slithered over the top of the beaker. It's alive! Victoria could hardly believe the hideous, quivering creature she'd made. She turned to Igor and ran. Igor, come! Oh my goodness. Cursing her chemistry skills, she flew down the stairs and slammed the attic door. Safe from the slime on the other side, she sank to the ground with relief. But not for long. And why? Why was it not for long? What happened to the slime?
It fell down and was sinking through the door.
It oozed under the door. Oh no! She tried climbing to safety. Igor, up! But her goopy monster defied gravity. It can climb too? Oh no! On the run, once more, she took refuge under the covers of her bed. Igor, play dead! But her terrifying creation couldn't be deceived. Victoria was cornered. What do you want from me? She cried. The slime oozed closer, a sharp object in its sticky clutches. Igor growled. Victoria cowered. The slime reached out and handed her... Could it be a pencil? And her notebook? How foolish of her. In all the excitement of creating the slime, Victoria had forgotten an important scientific step. Recording the recipe. It's a very good thing that slime had remembered. And from that day forward, Victoria had another lab partner. Goop didn't talk much, but they made an excellent team. Igor! Goop! Time to experiment, she says. And it looks like maybe Goop is a very helpful lab partner now. and not a scary monster after all. And my friends, if you get a chance to grab this book, do, because...
Wait, mommy.
Yeah.
Look, I think that they're hiding from another creation that they made.
Do you think?
Wait, no, they aren't.
No.
They aren't, see?
Oh.
He's just...
Yeah, there's cuddles happening, slime cuddles. In this book, there are things from the lab for us to look at and recipes that she has written so that we can know how to make our own gross, slimy slime. So check it out. And that is, say it with me, the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.